Hi, it's Dr. Craig here, episode 193 of the podcast. I hope you're well wherever you are. And as always, more than ever, we've learned over the last period of time that we don't have a lot of things in our control and that we need to just focus on those things that are in our control and let the things that are outside our control, let them be taken care of by someone else. I thought I'd read you something from Seneca. Seneca is a Stoic philosopher, and he writes here, "Floods will rob us of one thing, fire of another. These are conditions of our existence, which we cannot change. What we can do is adopt a noble spirit, such a spirit as befits a good person, so that we may bear up bravely under all that fortune sends us and brings our wills into tune with nature's." Now, that's from a great writer of the Stoics. And Stoic is a wonderful philosophy that you've heard me talk about before and one that I follow and read about every day, actually. And what Seneca is really showing us there is about what is in our control and how to bear up when things don't go our way. Like, it's really easy as a person just to be fine when everything's going our way and all that sort of things, and we can be happy and that. But how are you when things take a turn that is outside your control and it's a bit different what you were expecting? That's the mark of a really good person, I think. One that can be agile and can see things differently. And often it's about how we perceive things. I don't believe there's really good or bad. It's just our perception. Now, if I take my example at the moment with this new variant of COVID that I've just heard about, and I'm looking forward to getting home after, you know, being away for over a month now, and thinking Christmas is coming up and all is good. And now with this new variant, there's some quarantine restrictions happening again in Australia. And I found myself going, oh no, but it's not in my control. And if I do have to quarantine, and at the moment it looks like I might have to do 3 days home quarantine, well, that's a lot better than what it was when last time I went overseas, where it was 14 days not at home in a hotel. So I can look at going, oh, 3 days home quarantine, that's terrible. And what's going to happen next? Is it going to be extended? What's going to happen? Or I can go, well, that's much better than before. I can also look at things and go, well, I'm lucky at the moment I don't have COVID. I've been very fortunate to be able to have a vaccine. Not all people in the world have access to the vaccine. I've got access to medical care. So there's always the ability to focus on what we do have rather than not what we don't have, and also what is in our control and outside our control. So what sort of person are you? I know it's easy to get down and out when things aren't going right, and that's all okay, and speak to your friends about that, and or if you need help with things and you're just feeling down and out, that's completely understandable, and you can get professional help for that. But for many of us, it's just about changing our perception. And rather, you know, me spending the last couple of days worried about what's going to happen, looking at the news every day, what's the government going to do? Are the borders going to be closed? By me doing that, when I've got one step into the future, I'm missing out what is right in front of me in the present. So it's imperative I'm grateful for that rather than focusing on these other things. Now you think about your life. Where is that happening for you? Are you really in the moment, or have you got one step in the future, or maybe one step in the past? You know, where are you? Are you missing out on this valuable time with those that you love, your children, your partner, your family, and whatever it is? Maybe you're missing out on things because you're worrying about things that are outside your control. So have a think about that. I just think it's so easy to get into a rut. And I know I'm picking myself up. I'm looking at things as positively as I can, and really focusing on what I can control and not what I can't control. Anyway, have an amazing day wherever you are. And as always, go and make the world a better place. Your world. Make that as good as it possibly can be right now, rather than worrying about what's going to happen in the future.